Welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. Hello and welcome to episode 11 of the Create a Life You Love podcast. Oh my gosh, like it feels like just the other day I was like, maybe I should start a podcast during this time where I can't go out and fill out my evenings and weekends with things and use it to serve others. And wow, guys, we're in double digits just a couple weeks later. So from idea to implementation to here we are. So exciting. So what goals, like make that, how does that relate to you? What are you thinking that you could do that maybe you haven't started that seriously in a couple weeks, you could be like so much further than you ever imagined. So just putting that out there as encouragement to you. I'm so excited about this. Okay. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Chantel Cox. I am an author and a transformation coach. I empower motivated women who are ready to break free from the bondage of daily stress and anxiety so that they can just really step into their full potential and create a life that they love. So the title of my book is Create a Life You Love. The title of the podcast is the Create a Life You Love podcast. And the title of my company is Create a Life You Love Coaching. So here we are, and I'm so excited that you're here with us. Let's do it. Okay. I want to share a huge shout out to Mel from Good Karma. Oh, this is so amazing. She was kind enough to leave me a review on Apple Podcast. And so I want to give her a big shout out. She has two podcasts of her own. I got to interact with her and meet her on a virtual summit that I was on a couple weekends ago. And I'm super excited that she will be a future podcast guest. So hang on for that. So Mel shared that just discovered Chantel in her podcast. I really like the fact that she has live Q&A. She is a great interviewer and her podcast with Raphael Wagner is very insightful and has a lot of great tips. Highly recommend. Oh, thank you so much, Mel. From a fellow podcaster, that means so, so very much. So the episode she's referring to with Raphael Wagner from Not a Mama podcast, that is actually episode 4 on the Create a Life You Love podcast. So definitely recommend going back and checking that out. It was amazing. And that is part of my Thrive Not Survive series, where I connect with people from around the world and they share tips about how to thrive during turbulent times. And there is interview style. And then at the end, because we film it live on Facebook, we do leave some time for Q&A. And so it's a lot of fun. Definitely go check that out. Episode 4. Okay, let's dive into episode 11, shall we? So last week on the solo episode, I introduced that I'm doing a 3-part series where you can thrive during turbulent times in your, last week was health, this week is relationships. Next week is going to be wealth. Okay, so be sure to come back for that. Also, right now, today, this is being released on Wednesday morning. Wednesday is the first day of my 3-day challenge where we're spending a day on each of those topics. So I will put that link in the show notes. If you are hearing this on the day it was released, Wednesday, April 22nd of 2020, you will want to go join that 100% free. Great community already, lots of positive interactions. Super excited to kick that off. So if you want to dig deeper in this and get some group coaching live related to these topics, jump on over there. Okay. So when we look at our relationships, we are in so many types of relationships. So I don't know the first one that comes to your mind, but that's probably a pretty important one. So I invite you to just write down the different relationships you're in and then kind of like self-rate them on a scale of 1 to 5. How's that relationship doing right now, currently? Okay. So maybe you write down, well, I'm a daughter and my relationship with my mom is at blank. One being not really where you want it. 5 being it's rocking. Like I wouldn't change anything. This is exactly where it needs to be. It's healthy. We've got good communication. Whatever those things are that you would rate a relationship on. So where are you at in your relationships? And list out all your relationships, the important ones that come to mind, probably the top like 5, right? So maybe a relationship with your parent, sibling, spouse, your own children, close friends, whoever's in your world. Okay, Jim Rohn has a famous quote that talks about, you know, you are the sum of the 5 people you spend the most time with. So kind of who are those 5 for you? And then rate where you're at relationship-wise with them. Then ask yourself, if I really want to thrive in these relationships, who do I want to be in 90 days in these relationships? So let's look at a minute at friendships. So during this time of social distancing, it can be pretty challenging to maintain and thrive in those friendships, right? We find ourselves, oh gosh, I now have a running date apparently on Friday nights with a group of friends. I think we all thought it would last about an hour. Last Friday, it lasted 4 hours. I was pretty tired Saturday morning. But so that was a way that we connected. And it was so fun because we had friends that had moved out of state that had we all just gotten together in person, those friends who had moved wouldn't be included. So it's super exciting to connect with them as if they were right there with us. So definitely people are using technology, using Zoom, using Facebook Messenger, whatever you have available, use that to reach out to friends or family members that you can't see in person during this time. I shared in last week's episode that another group of friends and I did a cake bake-off. So that was a ton of fun. Thank you to those of you who follow me on Facebook and then voted. I did not win. I happened to be the cake with the gummy bear beach scene, or not gummy bear, teddy bear, the Teddy Grahams beach scene. So I got a couple votes in there. Thanks, guys. Did not win. The person I voted for who should have won definitely took the cake. Punny. Sorry. I'm a nerd. Okay. So we're looking at ways to connect in maybe unique ways with friends that we would not necessarily rely on, but seeing the benefits in those connections, such as connecting with people that maybe you would not have connected with, right? So now let's look at our relationships. So when I think relationships, I'm thinking kind of like the people, maybe like your spouse, your partner, right? The relationships with your kids, kind of that more immediate family, who's living in your household with you. For me, like I live alone with my cat, but other people, their relationships are kind of strained or really thriving right now. I don't know. It depends. You're spending a lot more time with people in close quarters than you're used to, and that can be good or bad. And so finding unique ways to not drive each other crazy and to increase your patience. So again, go back to that main question. Who do you want to be in 90 days? When we are allowed to come out of this and you no longer are trapped in that house with those same people, do you want to look back on this time as, man, we, you know, used all the blankets in the house and built a fort. We had regular game nights. We bonded over this. We started this new tradition. We thrived as a family. We came together, or we made sure that even though we couldn't go out to date night, we still kept date night and just found unique ways to do it. Just all kinds of things. driving around neighborhoods you aren't familiar with to just look at the houses, look at a different scenery, walking around different parks that you're not used to. Just when you look back on this time, how are you going to look back on it? So what do you need to do today so that when you're let out, you're not like, that was terrible. You're like, huh, I'm glad to get some normalcy back. But there was definitely some fun, fond memories made there. So that will help you with your relationships, just kind of how you're framing it. How are you showing up in those relationships? Because everyone has increased anxiety right now and everybody has a short fuse. And so it's very easy to lash out at them. And so being conscientious of that, and especially if you have children, they can't necessarily understand what in the world is going on, right? Just thinking back to my education roots, you would never ask a 7-year-old to imagine doing something or not doing something for 90 days. That they have no idea what that means, right? They don't really know what they're doing in 7 hours. It's just how their brain is where they're at developmentally. So when we start being like, no, you can't go see your friends. Why not? Because you might get sick. It's okay. Everybody's safe. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Well, can I go tomorrow? No, we're going to be locked down for a while. Well, how long? Well, I don't know. So those things that are causing us stress and anxiety as adults who can kind of grasp a little bit better what's going on and have a better sense of time, it's that much more stressful and it's that much more out of their control. So you are going to see increased behavior from your kids and they are going to need your increased patience. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. So yes, taking deep breaths, asking yourself, who do I want to be? What do I want this relationship to look like in 90 days? When school gets back in session next fall and they go to school, you know, do you want them to be like, thank God, I hate my mom or dad or stepmom or whatever it is? Or you want them to be like, I'm really glad I get to go to school and see my friends and have a teacher, but I'm going to miss you too. Like, that was kind of fun. We made some good memories. So just think about that. Kind of future pace yourself. And then let's talk about the third type of relationship that we're going to focus on today, the romance. So I am fortunate enough to currently be in a happy, healthy relationship. But there's been many, many years of my adult life where I was single and on the dating apps and going out on dates and meeting people for coffee. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what in the world would I do if that's where I was at in my life during this time? And I have friends that are there. And so I've been asking them, and I got to have a really fun conversation with Susanna Matthews, who's a dating coach. So that will be a podcast episode coming out soon, but it is already available on my Facebook community, the Create a Life You Love community. So that recording is in there. The Susanna Matthews is the title, or Thrive Not Survive with Susanna Matthews. So if you are single and you are wanting dating tips from a dating coach, go check that out. And then I think it's scheduled to be released on the podcast audio version on May 11th. So it's coming. But she shared some fun tips and shared, don't use it as an excuse to not connect. You can still connect. You can still push yourself out of your comfort zone. You can still meet virtually new people and see if you have enough in common that when you are able to meet face to face, there's a reason to, right? Or use this time to focus on yourself, do some personal growth and development, plug into podcasts like this, read some self-development books, plug into some groups like the Create a Life You Love community, or I mean, there's so many out there where you can just focus on you And then when you are able to date in person, who are you going to be? How are you going to show up in 90 days if you've spent 90 days doing the internal work, right? I shared during my conversation with her that I took a year after my divorce to not date others, to work on me. You know, I came out of a very negative, hateful, hurtful, abusive marriage. So had I just jumped back into the dating pool, guess what I would have attracted? I mean, that's where I was mentally and emotionally. That's the vibe I was putting out. That's who I was going to attract. I had to figure out who I wanted to be and who I wanted to attract and who I wanted to be with before I could kind of raise the caliber of the people that I was dating. So, and I've had a couple wonderful relationships since my marriage and am currently in one now. And yeah, before doing the work, I never dated people who treated me as kindly as the guys who I've dated since do, because the actions I was doing, the thoughts I was thinking, the places I was hanging out, the friends I was hanging out with, everything had me vibing at this level with other people vibing at that level, and like attracts like. If I'm a hot mess, I'm going to attract a hot mess, and we're going to be hot messes together. It's just how it happens, unfortunately. So in the term of thriving during turbulent times with romantic relationships, think of fun, safe ways to still push yourself out of your comfort zone, still connect while being social distance safe, and also work on yourself. All right, guys, that wraps it up for today. Again, we looked at thrive, not survive during turbulent times in your relationships. We hit on friendships, relationships, and romance. All right. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will catch you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I would love to hear from you about your biggest takeaways. Share them with me on Facebook or Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. If you love this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. That's it for now. Enjoy the journey.